Talbot Castle, Mr. Larry.
Welcome home, Larry.
I'm mighty glad to be here, Father.
Hasn't changed much, has it?
Not in 300 years, except for a few modern conveniences. Do you know Paul Munford?
Sure.
Just dropped in to say hello. Welcome home, Larry.
We used to snitch apples together.
Now he's chief constable of the district.
Which reminds me, I've got to get to work. See you tonight about 9, Sir John.
Fine.
Glad to have you back, Larry.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So old Paul turned out to be a cop, huh?
Cop?
Yeah, a cop. Policeman, you know.
He's Captain Munford. Retired.
Father, I'm sorry about John.
Your brother's death was a blow to all of us. Sit down, won't you?
You know, Larry, there's developed what amounts to a tradition about the Talbot sons. The elder, next in line of succession and so forth, is considered in everything. The younger frequently resents the position in which he's found and leaves home, just as you did.
Yes, but, Father, I'm here now.
Fortunately. But isn't it a sad commentary on our relationship that it took a hunting accident and your brother's death to bring you?
Well, it really isn't as bad as it sounds. I watched every bit of news about you. I was mighty proud when you won the Belden Prize for research.
The whole business was probably my fault. See, the tradition also insists that the Talbots be the stiff-necked, undemonstrative type, and frequently this has been carried to very unhappy extremes.
Don't I know that?
Larry, let's decide, you and I, that between us, there should be no more such reserve.
I'll do everything that I can, sir.
Well, that should be considerable. Now, the 18 years you've been away should have qualified you to be of immeasurable benefit to the estate. Since in a great many ways, we are a backward people, but don't look me. What have we got there?
It's from London, sir. I think it's a new part for the telescope.
Oh, of course. Come along, lad.
Come on. Up to the attic. It's an observatory now.
There you are, sir. I think that has it. Now have a look at it.
Excellent. Where'd you learn such precision work?
Optical company in California. We did quite a job on that Mount Wilson Observatory.
You interested in astronomy?
Not especially. I'm all right with tools. In fact, I've done quite a little work with astronomical instruments, but when it comes to theory, I'm pretty much of an amateur.
Well, all astronomers are amateurs. When it comes to the heavens, there's only one professional. Fine. Well, I've got some things to do for lunch. I'll leave you to it.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sir. May I help you?
Why, yes, sir. I'm looking for a gift, something in earrings.
Certainly. Here's some very nice ones. There's these diamond ones. They're very smart. How about these pearl ones?
No, I don't think any of those will do. What I'm really looking for is something half-moon-shaped with spangles on it, golden.
Oh, I'm sorry. We haven't any like that just now.
Oh, yes, you have. Don't you remember? On your dressing table up in your room.
In my room?
Yes. Would you mind getting them for me?
Well, were they not for sale?
Well, I can't say that I blame you. They look so well on you.
Well, perhaps my father can help you. I'll call him.
No, no, that won't be necessary. As long as I can't have the earrings, perhaps I'll buy a cane, huh?
Tell me, how did you know about the earrings in my room?
Oh, I'm psychic. Every time I see a beautiful girl, I know all about her. Just like that.
Well, what kind of cane would you like? We have day wear or evening wear?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's this one. It's very smart. Solid gold top.
No, I don't think that'll do.
Well, how about the little dog? That would suit you.
No, thanks. Well, there's one. Make a good putter.
Yes, it would.
That's funny. Another dog.
No, that's a wolf.
A wolf? Mm-hmm. A wolf and a star. What does that mean?
I thought you said you were psychic.
Oh, I am. But this is only wood and silver, and it hasn't blue eyes.
Well, that stick is priced at £3.
£3? $15 for an old stick?
Well, that's a very rare piece. It shows the wolf in the pentagram, the sign of the werewolf.
Werewolf? What's that?
Well, that's a human being who at certain times of the year changes into a wolf.
You mean runs around on all fours and bites and snaps and bays at the moon?
Oh, even worse than that sometimes.
What big eyes you have, Grandma.
Little Red Riding Hood was a werewolf story. Of course, there have been many others. It was an old poem. Even a man who is pure in heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the autumn moon is bright.
Yes, but what's this pentagram business?
Every werewolf is marked with that and sees it in the palm of his next victim's hand.
Look, lady, if you're trying to scare me out of here, you're not getting very far. I'll take the cane.
Oh, please tell me, have you ever seen me before?
Of course. How do you suppose I knew about the earrings?
I can't remember ever.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll take a little walk tonight, then we'll talk it over.
No.
See you at 8.
No. Fortune tellers. Pass through here every autumn.
You know, I haven't had my fortune told in years. How about tonight?
No.
Fine, I'll be here at 8.
Yes, that's the sign of the werewolf.
That's just a legend, though, isn't it?
Yes, but like most legends, it must have some basis in fact. It's probably an ancient explanation of the dual personality in each of us. How does it go? Even a man who is pure in heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolf bane blooms and the autumn moon is bright.
That's funny. That's the same thing the girl in the antique shop said.
Oh, you met Gwen Cunliffe, have you?
So that's her name. I was just looking the town over.
Oh, naturally. Continue to look it over. But I want you to know not only the pretty girls, but the old men and women and the young men. Get to know all about them, Larry. They're nice people. They're your people. After all, you're going to run the estate.
Of course, I want to know all of them.
Seems to have made a pretty good start. Well, now, get on with the good work.
All right, thanks. Good night.
Good night.
you.
Why, of course. Who did you expect?
Why, nobody. I told you I couldn't go out with you.
And yet you wore those earrings that I liked.
Well, that was just because I...
Oh, come on. I don't want to go alone. I'm really afraid of the dark. And you see, I wore my cane, too.
Jenny? This is Jenny Williams. She wants to have her fortune told, too. I'm very pleased to meet you, Mr...
Just call me Larry.
If you don't mind, Larry.
Well?
Oh, look! Oh, Wolfface. Even a man who is pure in heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the autumn moon is bright.
So you know that one too, huh?
Of course. Everyone knows about werewolves. Fortunes told. Can you really read the future?
I will not disappoint you, my lady. Will you step inside, please?
Do you mind if I go in first?
No, no. Go right ahead.
Go on, silly.
Quite a pipe the old boy's got, isn't it?
Cut the cards.
We didn't come down to listening on Jenny, did we?
No.
Well, maybe if you took a little walk with me, I could tell your fortune.
So you're a fortune teller?
Uh-huh.
Is that how you knew about the earrings?
Well, not exactly. You see, a telescope has a mighty sharp eye. It brings the stars so close that you feel you can almost touch them.
A telescope?
Sure. And it does the same thing to people in their rooms. That is, if you point it in the right direction.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Well, now, I was only testing the refractor. I didn't know about you, and all of a sudden, there you were.
Well, from now on, I'll be sure to draw the curtains.
Oh, don't do that. I mean, not on account of me. I mean, well, you know what I mean.
Yes, I'm afraid I do. But it's only fair to tell you I'm engaged. I'm going to be married very soon. In fact, I really shouldn't be here.
Oh, but you are here.
Can you tell me when I'm going to be married? What did you see?
Your hands, please. Your left hand shows your past. Your right hand shows your future.
What's the matter?
Can't tell you anything tonight. Come back tomorrow.
What did you see? Something evil?
No, no. Now go away. Go quickly. Go!
Yes! I'm going! Larry!
What happened? What's the matter?
A wolf.
Help! Help! Oh, please, hurry! Hurry, please!
What happened to him?
A wolf bit him. Do something. Can't you help him?
We must take him home.
Big boy, isn't he?
Huge.
Like the Red Talbot there.
We should have had him in the guards.
Oh, no. He'll be invaluable here, looking after the estate. He's had a lot of experience in America.
Here, here. What's the matter?
Sir John!
Master Larry, what's happened?
He was bitten by a wolf.
A wolf? Nonsense. Haven't been wolves around here for years.
Where did all this happen?
Oh, by the marsh. That woman came to help. Well, where is she?
Who?
Why, the gypsy woman. I'd never have got in here without her.
Yes, of course, the old woman who was just in the doorway.
Kendall, find her.
Was there anyone else with you?
Jenny. Someone get Jenny.
Sir John! Captain!
For the marsh.
Yes, for the marsh.
Pick up, man.
Jenny! Jenny Williams!
What about her?
She's been murdered, sir.
Wolf, gypsy woman, murder? What is this?
What makes you say she was murdered?
Her throat, sir.
Calm, let's look into this.
Yes.
Show me what it happens. Yes. I'll send Dr. Lloyd, Sir John.
Fine. Roberts, give me a hand, Master Larry. Yes. Come on, Larry. We'll get up to his room.
Mr. Twiddle.
Yes, sir.
Take it out, Twiddle.
Very good, sir.
Jenny Williams, attacked by some large animal. That right, Dr. Lloyd?
Her jugular was severed with a bite of powerful teeth. The cause of death, internal hemorrhage.
What's the matter with you, Twiddle?
Oh, I'm a little squeamish, sir.
Well, don't be squeamish. Write down what I told you.
Very well, sir.
Captain Montford, here, sir. It's the gypsy who passed through town this afternoon.
Was he killed by the same animal, Dr. Lloyd?
No, his skull was crushed.
By heavy blows with a sharp instrument.
Take a note, Twiddle.
Very well, sir.
Baylor, the gypsy, found dead near the body of Jenny Williams. Cause of death, heavy blows from some sharp instrument.
Look, his feet are bare.
So they are. Otherwise, he's fully dressed. Take a note of that, Twiddle.
Very well, sir.
Now, what's this?
Oh, a stick with an horse's head handle.
It's not a horse's head, that's a wolf's head.
Mr. Frank... Them tracks back there. A wolf!
Take it out, Twiddle.
Very well, sir.
Found on scene of tragedy. Silver-handled stick mounted with a wolf's head. Let's have a look at those tracks.
No, I'm all right.
Good morning, Larry. This is Dr. Lloyd.
You frightened us last night, my boy.
I'm sorry. I guess I did kind of pass out.
Is this your stick?
Well, of course. That's the one I killed the wolf with.
Larry, Baylor the gypsy was killed last night. They found your stick by the body.
You mean Baylor the fortune teller?
Mm-hmm.
I only saw a wolf. He bit me. Look here.
Well, that's funny. Must have healed up.
Larry, Paul wants to ask you some questions.
Well, sure, go ahead.
No, I think we ought to leave him alone.
What's the matter with you? Paul wants to question him. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, go ahead.
But don't try to make me believe that I killed a man when I know that I killed a wolf.
Yes, yes. We're all a little bit confused. He needs a good rest.
We'll talk to you later, Larry. Come on, Doctor.
Coming, Sir John?
Yeah, I'll be down in a minute.
Now, Larry, will you stop worrying and let me handle this?
Oh, but they're treating me like I was crazy.
I'm not accusing him of foul play, Sir John, but after all, two people are dead, and I am Chief Constable.
That's no reason to make a great mystery out of it. You talk like a detective in a novel.
Now, please, gentlemen, there's a very simple explanation. A dog or a wolf attacked Jenny Williams. That's proven. When she cried for help, Larry and Baylor went to her rescue. It was dark. Excitement and confusion, the gypsy was killed.
What about Baylor's bare feet?
He just didn't have time to put his shoes on.
And what about this non-existent wound?
Larry imagined he'd been bitten after all the beast jumped at him and tore his coat to shreds.
Still, he insists he received a wound. You tell me his coat was bloody when the two women brought him in. Surely a wound can't heal overnight.
The patient is mentally disturbed. Perhaps the shock did it. I'd rather you didn't bother him with questions just now.
You policemen are always in such a hurry. As if dead men hadn't all eternity.
Well, you'll be declaring me a mental case next.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dare.
Thank you. In return, I won't question your patient again if you think fit.
Thank you.
And the man that killed him.
This man without prayer?
There is nothing to pray for, sir. Baylor has entered a much better world than this. At least so your ministers always say, sir.
And so it is. But that's no reason to hold a pagan celebration. I hear your people are coming to town dancing and singing and making merry.
For 1,000 years, we gypsies have buried our dead like that. I couldn't break the custom, even if I wanted to.
Fighting against superstition is as hard as fighting against Satan himself.
The way you walked was thorny. Through no fault of your own. But as the rain enters the soil, the river enters the sea, so tears run to a predestined end. Your suffering is over, Baylor, my son. Now you will find peace.
Thank you. my dear. There's nothing they can accuse you of. Now here, why don't you go up to your room and lie down?
Oh, I don't want to be alone, Father. As soon as I close my eyes, I see Jenny. I'd rather stay here.
Why, of course, my dear, of course. Well, ladies, what can I do
for
you?
Where is she?
Why? What do you want to know for?
I want to know why she left my little Jenny all alone with the gypsy.
Well, I suppose she didn't want to be there while the fortune was being told.
Oh, what a lie. You know she just wanted to walk out in the
dark. Now, you mustn't speak of my Gwen like that.
Oh, listen to him. There's a fine father for you. How dare you permit her to walk out with other men when she's engaged to Frank Andrews?
She didn't do anything wrong.
Anything wrong? It's because of her that my little Jenny was killed.
Now, that's enough.
She's to blame. I always knew that innocent little face was just a
lie. Now, come on, outside, all of you.
You'll not get rid of me before I know the truth. I want to know what she was doing while my little Jenny was being murdered. I'll tell you what she was doing.
All right, tell me. Come on, speak up. What was it?
Don't you dare touch me. You and your fine daughter. You've not heard the last of this.
What's gotten into them?
Well, I really don't know.
I'm sorry, sir, about getting Gwen into this mess, but there really wasn't anything wrong.
I trust my daughter, sir.
I hope that she didn't hear all this row. Tell me, is she in?
Yes, she's in the parlor.
May I see her, please?
Why, of course.
Thank you.
Barry.
Oh, you heard them?
Yes. I suppose you can't blame them too much. Kind of a mess, isn't it?
I came over to tell you how sorry I am about Jenny.
Tell me, just exactly what did happen?
Well, I saw a wolf attacking her and I killed it. In the fight, it bit me. This morning, there's no sign of the wound. Now they're trying to make me believe that I killed Bela, the fortune teller.
Well, maybe there wasn't a wolf. It was dark and foggy and, well, perhaps the story I told you about the werewolf confused you.
Why does everyone insist that I'm confused?
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Mr. Conlett. Is Gwen in?
Yes, but she has a visitor.
Larry Talbot?
Yes.
Well, that's all right. I want to see him, too.
Larry, this is Frank Andrews.
Quiet.
You'd better take him outside, Frank.
All right, come on.
So that's him, huh?
Yes. We grew up together.
Hey, he looks like a nice enough chap. What does he do?
He's the gamekeeper for your father's estate.
Oh. Glad to know you, Andrews. I just came over to see that Gwen was all right. I guess I'd better be going now. Goodbye, Gwen.
Goodbye. Frank, why were you so rude?
Well, I'm sorry, but I couldn't take my eyes off that walking stick of his. Gwen, be careful, will you?
Careful?
Yes. He's been away for 18 years, I know, but he's still the son of Sir John Talbot.
Oh, I see. And I'm the daughter of Conliffe, who owns the antique shop, is that it?
Yes, that and... Well, there's something very tragic about that man. And I'm sure that nothing but harm will come to you through him.
Thank you. Now, aren't you glad I brought you? There's Larry Tolbert. Let's go and say hello, eh?
Well, I just wanted to show you that I'm not jealous.
Larry Tolbert! Saw you walking along by yourself. Thought you might like to join us.
Well, thanks. I was just on my way.
Oh, don't say that. Come on, we'll have some fun together.
Please do, Larry.
Two guns, please.
Yes, sir.
See what you can do.
All right.
He seems to be able to handle a rifle.
Go ahead and shoot before he bites you. Bad luck. See, nothing to it. Care to try another one?
No, thanks. You win. He's unstrung. Long trip. That unfortunate accident the other night.
You've been a long while coming.
I'm not buying anything.
And I am not selling anything. I expected you sooner.
Oh, I remember you. That night. And in the crypt.
Go inside. You killed the wolf.
Well, there's no crime in that, is there?
The wolf was Balaam.
You think I don't know the difference between a wolf and a man?
Balaam became a wolf, and you killed him. A werewolf can be killed only with a silver bullet, or a silver knife, or a stick with a silver handle.
You're insane. I tell you, I killed a wolf, a plain, ordinary wolf.
Take this charm, the pentagram, the sign of the wolf. It can break the evil spell.
Evil spell? Pentagram, wolfbane. Oh, I'm sick of the whole thing. I'm going to get out of here.
Whoever is bitten by a werewolf and lives becomes a werewolf himself.
Oh, quit handing me that. You're just wasting your time.
The wolf bit you, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Wear this charm over your heart always.
All right, I'll take it. What's it worth to you?
Do you dare to show me the wound?
What?
Do you dare to show me the wound? Go now. And heaven help you.
I thought you left with Frank.
Oh, we had a quarrel and I...
Well, I'll take you home. We better go this way. What a hectic night, wasn't it?
Yes. What's that?
Oh, that? That's a charm. I just saw the old gypsy woman. They give you quite a sales talk, don't they?
Let me see. The pentagram.
Yes. She said that I was a werewolf.
Oh, but Julie, you don't believe it.
Gwen, I won't need this. I want you to have it. It'll protect you.
Protect me? From whom?
Me. Just in case.
I never accept a present without giving something in return. Here's a penny.
It isn't enough.
Well, the gypsies are all leaving.
I must go, too.
But Gwen! Hey, what's all the excitement?
The werewolf in camp!
Be a better one, Doctor.
What's it tonight?
Yes.
Sever jugular.
Is that the way Jenny Williams was killed?
Yes. Find something?
Animal tracks. A wolf.
People in the corridor, and is there anything wrong?
Richardson was killed last night, the gravedigger. The tracks lead up to this house.
Footprints?
No, animal tracks, a wolf.
A wolf? Where do you suppose a wolf came from?
Well, he might have escaped from a circus or a zoo.
What is this story about a man turning into a wolf?
You mean the werewolf?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's an old legend. You'll find something like it in the folklore of nearly every nation. The scientific name for it is lycanthropia. It's a variety of schizophrenia.
That's all Greek to me.
Well, it is Greek. It's a technical expression for something very simple. The good and evil in every man's soul. In this case, evil takes the shape of an animal.
I can figure out most anything if you give me electric current and tubes and wires, but something I can do with my hands, but these things you can't even touch.
What's the matter with you, Larry?
Oh. Well, nothing, sir. But do you believe in these yarns?
Larry, to some people, life is very simple. They decide that this is good, that is bad. This is wrong, that's right. There's no right and wrong, no good and bad. No shadings and grays, all blacks and whites.
That'd be Paul Montford.
Exactly. Now, others of us find that good, bad, right, wrong are many-sided, complex things. We try to see every side. But the more we see, the less sure we are. Now, you ask me if I believe a man can become a wolf. Well, if you mean, can he take on the physical characteristics of an animal? No, it's fantastic. However, I do believe that most anything can happen to a man in his own mind.
Time for church.
You know, Larry, belief in the hereafter is a very healthy counterbalance to all the conflicting doubts man is plagued with these days. Come on.
caught up with Richardson.
Many's the gravy dug for others. Now they're digging one for him.
I don't dare open my door anymore for fear of that beast. That beast. Has anybody ever seen it? I don't think it even exists. Very strange there were no murders here before Larry Talbot arrived. I think...
Hold your tongue, Mrs. Williams. Do you know that slander?
I know what I know. You should have seen the way he looked at me in Cunliffe's shop. Like a wild animal with murder in his eyes.
Shh. Here he comes.
Morning.
Pleasure to see you, Sir John.
How are you, Larry?
Fine, thank you.
It's coming.
Come, my dear.
Send this cast of the animal's tracks to the expert at Scotland Yard.
Why, they'll laugh at you. There's no question about it. It's a wolf.
Probably hiding in the woods somewhere. What about traps?
We've got to do something before the town becomes completely hysterical.
Yes, this muttering of werewolves.
Come along, Larry. We're discussing this wolf that seems to be roaming the countryside.
Yes, you saw him. What's he like? Is he a big fella?
It isn't a wolf.
What do you mean?
It's a werewolf.
Werewolf?
Maybe he's right. Let's have a hunt and drive it out. That'd be a valuable addition to anybody's collection of animals. Just imagine having a stuffed werewolf staring at you from the wall.
I wouldn't joke about it, Paul.
Doctor, do you believe in werewolves?
I believe that a man lost in the mazes of his mind may imagine that he's anything. Science has found many examples of the mind's power over the body. Case of the stigmata, appearing in the skin of zealots.
Self-hypnotism.
But if a man isn't even thinking about the thing, isn't interested in it, then how could he hypnotize himself with it?
It might be a case of mental suggestion plus mass hypnotism.
You mean by that he could be influenced by the people about him?
Yes.
Oh, come now, Doctor. You're letting your science run away with your common sense.
Have you ever met a werewolf, Doctor?
Not that I know of.
Doctor, can these sick people be cured?
Not they. An asylum's the only safe place for them.
Any disease of the mind can be cured with the cooperation of the patient.
Well, while you gentlemen are figuring it out scientifically, I think I'll go and set a few traps.
Yes, I'll help you. We may not find anything more than a diseased mind, but even that may be interesting.
Doctor, I've got to talk to you.
Later. Now I want you to go and get some rest.
Go on, Larry.
You're the one I want to talk to.
I didn't like what you said to him about mass hypnotism.
Sir John, your son is a sick man. He's received a shock that has caused definite psychic maladjustment. You must send him out of this village.
You're talking like a witch doctor. My son is ill. The best place for him is in his own home, proving his innocence.
Does the prestige of your family name mean more to you than your son's health?
Oh, nonsense. The one way for him to get cured is to stay here and fight his way out of this.
And I tell you that shock therapy is too strong for him in his present state.
Listen to me, Dr. Lloyd. 5 generations of Talbots have been affected by this village. That boy stays here.
Oh, very well. We'll see how he is in the morning.
Oh.
right, sir.
Last one, huh?
That ought to hold him.
He can't have disappeared into thin air. Take Phillips and work around the marsh. See if you can pick up the trail down there.
Right.
Come on, Frank.
Or me. Good.
Of your own. But as the rain enters the soil, the river enters the sea, so tears run to a predestined end. Find peace for a moment, my son. Came to help you.
Where am I? What happened?
You are caught in the trap.
Here, let me do that.
Hurry, the dogs, they are hunting you.
Come here! You!
It's Master Larry. What are you doing here, sir?
Well, the same thing that you are, of course, hunting. Why are you talking to someone?
It was Master Larry.
All right, go along. Who was that?
Larry Talbot.
Thank you.
Why?
I gotta go. I can't stay here any longer.
Oh, let me go with you. I'll fetch a few things and be back in a minute.
No, no. I'm going alone.
But I can help you.
You wouldn't want to run away with a murderer, would you?
Oh, Larry, you're not. You know you're not.
I killed Baylor. I killed Richardson. If I stay around here much longer, you can't tell who's going to be next. Wait. It might even...
Please. I still got the charm you gave me, remember?
Yeah, I know, but I'm afraid.
Larry, what is it?
Your hand.
Can't see anything?
Mr. Talbot.
Father, I'm going with Larry.
No, it's no use.
Going out, Larry?
Father, I've got to get away from here. Baylor the Gypsy was a werewolf. I killed him with that silver cane. I was bitten. Look. The pentagram.
That scar could be made by most any animal.
Yes, but it's the sign of the werewolf. They say that he can see it in the palm of the hand of his next victim.
That's hard to believe.
I saw it. Tonight, in Gwen's hand.
Larry. How can I help you get rid of this fear, this mental quagmire you've got yourself into? What can I say to you?
You don't understand. You think I'm insane. Why? What was that?
Well, that's Paul Munford and the men. They caught nothing in the traps, so now they're going to hunt the wolf.
They're out hunting for me.
Stop it! You can't run away.
That's it. That's what she said.
Who?
The gypsy woman.
Gypsy woman? Now we're getting down to it. She's been filling your mind with this gibberish. This talk of werewolves and pentagrams. You're not a child, Larry. You're a grown man, and you believe in the superstitions of a gypsy woman.
No, but the scar, the footprints in my room. Look, Father. I was caught in a trap tonight. I don't know how I got there. The old gypsy woman helped me get away. Now they're all out hunting for me.
Listen to me. You're Lawrence Talbot. This is Talbot Castle. You believe those men can come in here and take you out?
No. I'll go out to them. I can't help myself.
Then I'll see to it that you can't go out to them. Come on, Larry. Fast to the chair. All the windows are locked. I'll bolt the door so that nothing can get in or out. Now you will see that this evil thing you've conjured up is only in your mind.
Sir John.
Yes?
Captain Munford and the men are waiting for you and Master Larry.
I'm coming.
But you're going to stay with me, aren't you?
Oh, no, I've got to go, Larry. These people have a problem. You must make your own fight. But we'll settle this thing tonight.
Dad.
What is it?
Take the cane with you.
What do I want with the cane?
Please. Just take it with you. Please.
All right.
Come right across through there.
The beaters are driving right towards this point.
Did you give your son the sleeping pill?
Oh, no.
But I wanted him to sleep through all this hullabaloo.
And I want him cured tonight. In the morning, you have conclusive proof it was all in his mind.
What did you do?
Strapped him to the chair. Turned him to the window so that he could see something of the hunt.
I hope you won't be sorry.
Dr. Lloyd.
Coming.
Thank you.
You are not frightened, are you, Sir John?
Frightened of what?
Of the night.
Rubbish. You startled me.
Don't be startled, Sir John. You have the silver cane for protection.
Who are you?
Hasn't your son told you?
You're the gypsy who's been filling his mind with this werewolf nonsense.
Nonsense, Sir John?
Yes. You've been preying on his gullibility with your witches' tales.
But you fixed him, didn't you, Sir John? You don't believe the witches' tales, do you?
Not for a minute.
Then where were you going, Sir John? Why aren't you back there at the shooting stand?
I was.
Were you hurrying back to the castle? Did you have a moment's doubt? Were you heading to make sure he's all right?
I wanted to be with my son. I was going to bed.
Yes, Sir John, you were going? Hurry, Sir John. Hurry.
Come down this way, men!
Swing out to the right there and come through again.
White, you and Phillips take charge.
I could have sworn I hit him dead on.
And I, too.
Have you forgotten it takes a silver bullet for a werewolf?
Have you seen Larry?
Don't go through the woods.
Why?
Listen, the hunt is on.
But I want to help him.
You'd better come with me.
Oh, no, I've got to find him.
Come with me or he will find you. As the rain enters the soil, the river enters the sea. So tears run to a predestined end. Your suffering is over. Now you will find peace for eternity.
Attacked her and Larry came to the rescue. I'm sorry, Sir John.
Larry.